The Marlins looking to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Mets. Matt Harvey scheduled to start, but he was suspended before the game 3 days without pay for violating team rules, so Adam Wilk getting the start instead. Giancarlo Stanton ready for this one, scoreless in the first. It's Stanton with two men on facing Wilk.
Three defenders on the left side, Wilk to the plate. And Giancarlo drills the ball high into the air to left field. It's a no-doubter. It's into the first row of the upper deck. And it is up, up and away. A home run for Giancarlo. Number 9, he's tied Ozuna in the home run department. And a three-run homer to boot here in the first inning. Giancarlo gives the Marlins that 3-0 lead.
We count now 3-2. Does he stay with that fastball or the breaking ball?
Well, he probably is going to change up. I think that's the pattern that we've seen against Stanton in this series. Don't let him see back-to-back similar pitches. Yeah, it's breaking.
Wow! To left and deep. Look out! Giancarlo with another missile. Two homers in the game. And that one nearly went right through the glass of the restaurant in left field.
The only other players with at least six career multi-home run games against the Mets both reside in Cooperstown. Echeverria tattoos one deep left center. Conforto back at the wall. Goodbye, Adani Echeverria with the Marlins' third home run in the ball game. It's his first of the year. 5-0 Miami in the top of the fourth.
So it was one of the longer reads this afternoon, and I was afraid that Flores got in there the way these innings have been going. Might not get the whole thing in.
Busted bats, Echeverria and Jose Ureña, 5 no-hit innings.
That would be plenty for Jose Ureña. He didn't give up a hit until the sixth inning. He ends up going 6 scoreless frames, allowing just one hit, striking out 2. He gets the win as the Marlins snap a 3-game skid, taking it 7-0. Giancarlo Stanton, his 6th career multi-homer game at Citi Field. Manager Don Mattingly spoke after the game.
He was good. He was aggressive. You know, he got a lot of quick outs. Nothing not to really be impressed. Got a nice bunt down. So, you know, outstanding.
The Prado injury, any kind of update on that?
Well, it sounds like it's the same hamstring, different spot. And anytime I say hamstring, you know, it's not going to be good when you see a guy walk off the field like that. So, you know, we'll talk about it here in a little bit and see how we're going
to. More concerned about that than the Rojas?
Miggy's, I think, you know, they're not 100% sure, but it sounds like they feel like that's going to end up being more of a contusion. You know, maybe a couple days, so, you know, we'll just see where that goes.
Ty, do you get it on the swing?
Check swing.
Stan was saying after the game it was just important today to play a clean game after, you know, a few mental errors and mistakes yesterday. Did you feel the same way? You wanted to come out and just really see a good solid game today?
Good solid W. That's all I really however we got it. It's just kinda at this point we've been treading water and feeling like you're sinking a little bit. So it's, you know, at some point we gotta start putting games together and you gotta start somewhere. So today was a good day. Big G gets us on the board quick and he gets us back on, you know, and he adds on to it. And then Jose, you know, so we're able to add a couple more runs in there. So it was good. It was good to get out of the box.
You think Martin will probably have to go on the DL again, given it's the same?
Do I think so?
Yeah.
I think absolutely. If you're asking me, I don't. It's the way he walked off. He's going to be a DL.
Are you in danger of losing both of them now? Meaning Mickey as well?
I don't think so. I think it's Martin. But, I mean, obviously, if Mickey would come in and his thumb would be blown up tomorrow or something, then it would obviously jump to 2. But I think it's a Martin for sure. And Mickey, I'd say at this point, looks like it may be a day or two, but it should be okay.
Jose Ureña gives up just one hit in 6 innings of work. He gets the victory. He talked after the game.
That we was doing working with breaking ball with those guys because they be so aggressive on the fastball. Even early in the count, all the time they be hunting fastball and we was missing out.
Stanton with that huge 3-run home run in the top of the first. How nice was it to come in knowing you already had a 3-0 cushion?
Yeah, that was the big thing because, you know, like we get in top on the, you know, on the score position, and we will try to fight to keep the game like that.
Elevator 2-5, how much are you thinking of that? And, you know, you're just going out throwing?
You know, we don't think about it, you know, because, you know, that is the game. Something can happen. We will focus, like, working hitter by hitter, you know, with those guys, like Mr. O'Reilly. Starting with breaking ball, because they was hunting on the fast one all the time.
You've been effective no matter what they asked you to do this year. What has been the difference this year versus past years?
You know, like, that is, like, different year, you know, like different experience. Like all the time you're getting better and that is the process. All the time when you get out there, like you got like something new in your mind, like how you want to work with the people you'll be facing.
How much more comfortable do you feel now as a pitcher in the majors as opposed to in the past?
You know, in the past, you know, like you'll be like a young kid, you'll be so electric in there, you know, but you learn like the process, like you gotta be like more quiet, you know, because if you hurry, you know, something can happen. And that is the spirit and how you can handle it.
So you feel like you kind of calmed down a little bit?
Yeah.
Heart rate, that kind of thing?
You know, like, get it, like, emotional, like, little, slow down.
Did you beat that bunt out?
Yeah, you know.
Close.
Yeah, that was close. You know, I would think, you know, maybe they get a replay. I was close in there, but, you know, we'd be fine because we'd be in the top, you know.
You're pretty fast when you were pretty fast.
Yeah, well, I saw the ball was, like, a little close, and I say if I can start running, like, no chance that they take me out.
But you're pretty fast, though. You're saying you're a runner at one point when you're younger, or?
You know, like we work on the pitch, we run a lot, or, like, even, like, doing trap and things like that, you gotta go there hard.
Up next, the Marlins host the Cardinals on Monday, and the Mets welcome the Giants.